Listen to the good news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Mark. Mark chapter 1, beginning to read from verse 14. Glory to Christ our Savior. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat, mending nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Thus is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning once again to all watching our online service this morning. I'm sure that some of you might be wondering who I am and where I come from. My name is Stephanie Smith and I was born and raised in Mossel Bay, ordained into the priesthood on the 1st of December 2019. I'm the eldest of two children born to Beverly and Stephen Smith, and sadly my dad passed away on the 6th of November 2020. My mom is originally from Plettenberg Bay and met my father originally from Mossel Bay during their time spent in the parishes of Formosa and All Saints Mossel Bay and met in their respective youth clubs. No wonder the elders decided to become a priest. Since the passing of my father, I can't seem to get our last in-depth conversation out of my mind. The bishop had by then informed me that I would be moving to another parish. And like I always used to, I called my dad and said, "I received the call. I will be moving, but I have no clue where they will be sending me." He responded and said, "Stephanie, wherever they want to send you, go. Do not be afraid. You have nothing to fear." The assurance of these words could not have been made clearer than on the day of his funeral. The Venerable Edward Porquas, and also rector of the parish of Formosa, had preached on this occasion, and the words he spoke seemed to echo those of my father, "Do not be afraid." This makes me wonder with regards to our gospel passage this morning. Jesus begins his ministry in the area of Galilee after John's arrest and calls a few fishermen to catch people. And upon reading the text, I could not help to wonder how the fishermen could leave everything they were busy with and follow a man that they hardly knew. Were they not afraid? Mark's Gospel is the shortest of the synoptic Gospels, and his version of the life of Jesus is at most times straight to the point. The other two Gospels, Matthew and Luke, give an extended view of what the calling of the first disciples looked like. Quite similar, but also very different. But regardless of the differences of the call of the first disciples, their deeds remain the same. They immediately left everything and followed Jesus. At this point in his own ministry, Jesus was baptized by John and heard of John's arrest. Jesus had been to the wilderness and back. Jesus had begun his ministry and started proclaiming that people needed to repent and hear the good news because the kingdom of heaven was near. And as he passed the Sea of Galilee one day, he saw the first two brothers, Andrew and Simon, casting their nets. And upon seeing this, he exclaimed, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Now the text says that these two brothers immediately left their nets, and I presume their boats, and the fish that they had caught the previous night. The text says that they left their nets and followed Jesus. That same day, as Jesus and his newfound companions walked a little further, he called two more brothers who were mending nets, as he called Simon and Andrew, and so he also called the sons of Zebedee, James and John, to help him fish for people. My question remains, were they not afraid? It is probable that these four men, and all who were in the region at the time, heard about the ministry of Jesus. He had quickly become a teacher, a healer, one who renounced sin, and one who proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven was near. It is probable that these four gentlemen had heard the news about this teacher. It is probable that they had wondered about who this Jesus of Nazareth was, as the gossip of the town made its way to their ears. Looking at the context of the fishermen and the area at that time, fishermen were solely reliable on not only the source of sustenance that the fish provided them, but also for those of their families. This is made very clear by the fact that James and John were helping their father Zebedee. Fishing was not only a source of income, or perhaps food on the table. Fishing was their livelihood. The New Bible Dictionary 3rd edition remarks that the fishermen during the time of the New Testament were well-built. They had a strong physique, sometimes their speech was quite rough, and that some of them were often partners in this fishing business working together. So there are a number of reasons why these four gentlemen would leave the fishing industry. One, they wouldn't have to work the night shift anymore because fish was caught at night. Two, catching people would seem like the easier option. And three, if it was so that Simon and Peter, James and John were partners in this business, it would be the better option to follow where the rest were going. Maybe they wanted to do something different, explore, perhaps travel, and perhaps learn something new and become teachers themselves. And although this may seem like a good idea to leave the fishing industry, my question remains, were they not afraid? Afraid of the unknown, worried about the day of tomorrow? Who would take care of their families? What would happen to their boats? What about their livelihoods? What would happen to their catch of the previous night? Were they not afraid of what their future would hold by following Jesus? They hardly knew the man, and probably only heard of him through town gossip. But the disciples did not seem to be afraid. They immediately left everything and followed him. As Christians, this is supposedly what we have done as well. Some have left everything they had behind and followed Christ wholeheartedly. Others cling to the known because they are afraid. Yes, Jesus, I will follow you, but let me cling to what I know. It is safer here, much safer than an unknown future. We have heard the story of Jesus calling his first companions many times. Thousands of sermons have been preached about the first disciples and their calling. We know the story of the fishermen. But the question is, have we learned from them? Have we learned to be courageous like them? Have we learned to trust God like them? Have we learned to become unafraid to follow Jesus immediately wherever he may go? My prayer is that we hold ourselves accountable to not be afraid when God calls. May we draw strength and courage from the first disciples and the example that they have set for us. Do not be afraid. Leave everything behind and follow him.